This week we had an announcement from Yulong Investments as they move into the stallion market in 2019. They'll be standing the multiple Group 1 winner Grunts at their operation in Ngambi, Victoria. Sam Fairgrave from Yulong joining us on the program. How are you, Sam?
Good, thanks, Joe.
This is an exciting time for Yulong.
It is. It's we've sort of started off a year ago with the intention to develop the property at Ngambi and go on the hunt for stallion prospects. And it's great that we have got our first stallion that will be standing this year.
Mm. He'll stand for a fee of $13,750. That's including GST. He's been a good acquisition for you, given his record. He's a great miler.
Absolutely. He, to win the Australian Guineas, which is a great stallion-making race, the likes of Zabeel and Penns have won that race and then gone on to be very good stallions. And then to come back as a four-year-old and win a weight for age race, that shows his true toughness. There's not many horses that can actually take that step up, from three-year-old own age group into open class weight for age conditions. So really, really good, tough racehorse. Obviously, he loved Flemington, loved the mile, and a very good-looking horse. So I'm sure breeders will be attracted to him.
And completely Danzig-free.
That's right. A real interesting horse in that he is free of Danzig, and he has Last Tycoon on the sire side, similarly to Written Tycoon. Any breeders that have a mare that had worked with Written Tycoon previously, Grunters would be a good option for them.
Mm. So he retired, Sam, with a time form rating of 123 as a four-year-old, and that ranks him amongst the elite of his generation.
Absolutely. He's right up there with the best of his generation, and he proved with his dominance and his wins, what a really, really good horse he was.
And Mick Price, in your official press statement this week, made a comment which is important too, that he noted the horse had an excellent temperament and that he'll make an excellent stallion.
He did. We've got him. He arrived at the farm this week, and he's settled straight in. He's got a fantastic temperament, Joe. He settled straight in, and he's not worried about anything. And you just look at him, and he is obviously still in racing condition. But when he lets down, he will certainly be a very imposing horse. And we invite anybody that would like to come and inspect him. They're welcome to give us a call and come and have a look at him any time.
And you've strengthened your broodmare band over the past year, and you'll be supporting the horse with those?
Definitely. Mr. Zhang is very keen to support Grunt, given every opportunity. So some of those mares that we've brought over the past 12 months, we'll visit Grunt, and hopefully we can give him the best possible start at stud. And Mr. Zhang, being so passionate about everything he does, he, I'm sure, come time when the Grunt yearlings are selling, he'll be wanting to try and buy the best couple of Grunt yearlings out there. So, it's exciting going forward.
Mm. And no doubt you'll be very active at the upcoming broodmare sales to continue to improve that band.
That's right. We're heading into the breeding stock sales after the Easter yearling sales, and we'll definitely be adding to the broodmare band and finding some nice mares to add to Grunt's book for the 2019 season.
Infrastructure and personnel-wise, where are things at now at the farm at Ngambi with all of these things happening?
It's coming along well. The stallion complex is underway. And the redevelopment of fencing and so forth. So it's making good improvement. We recently had Luke Wilkinson join us as our racing and bloodstock manager. So he's a great acquisition. He, of course, knows Grunt extremely well, having worked for Mick Price for several years. So we're looking to add sales and nominations and marketing person to the team, and also looking for a yearling manager. So we're, as we're growing and developing, we're adding to our structure, and we'll continue to do that till we get to the point where we're happy with the way we're structured.
And Sam, from a Victorian breeding perspective more generally. This is a very important chapter in its history with Yulong getting so involved.
Absolutely. It's I think it is great for Victoria that Mr. Zhang wants to put his investment into Victoria, because it's going to give it a huge boost, and we'll continue to source stallions here in Australia. And if the right international stallion comes across us, then we'd definitely look at him as well. But to have someone like Mr. Zhang, who has the passion and so forth, and wants to invest in Victoria and try and get the best stallions we can down here, to give the breeders in Victoria that opportunity so they don't have to send their mares up to New South Wales, and they can breed to good quality stallions here in Victoria.
And Sam, how's the game plan looking ahead of the English Australian Easter yearling sales that begin on April 9?
So yeah, it's we're in the process getting all the yearlings broken in that we've purchased so far, so it's getting them organised and placed out with trainers. Just more preparation of the farm. Willing some rain to come along. That'd be fantastic. I'm sure we're all looking for that. But we just continue to grow and develop and take the steps as we require them, Joe.
Mm. And the Easter sales, what's your assessment of that catalogue this year? It's as outstanding as usual.
I haven't been and had a look at any of the yearlings, but I've talked to a few bloodstock agents who have inspected them, and it is going to be fireworks. I think it sounds like there's some outstanding drafts, obviously backed up with the pedigrees. The sale has got a few less numbers this year, but I think Inglis has done the right thing by holding the quality up in the sale, and by the sound of it, they're going to reap the benefits of that, because I believe it's a very, very strong catalogue.
And throughout this morning's program, Sam, we've been paying tribute to the champion stallion Redoute's Choice, who passed away on Tuesday morning. He was a horse you had a strong association with during your time at Arrowfield too.
Yes, Joe, very sad to lose Redoute's this week. But not only was he a fantastic racehorse and champion sire, but just as a horse, he had a great character, great temperament, and to be able to work with him, very privileged, and I know all the staff at Arrowfield, very emotional week for them to lose the icon of the farm, really.
Sam, thanks for joining us on the program this morning, and we look forward to hearing the next bout of news about Grunt once he gets more settled into the farm.
Thanks, Joe.
That's Sam Fairgray from Yulong, who will stand Grunt this upcoming stallion season. He'll stand at a fee of just over $13,000 and is a very strong addition to the Victorian stallion ranks.